If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance Can I Really Make It, the podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of being a self-employed freelancer, entrepreneur, whether you're a photographer like me or a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, clothing designer, whatever the case may be. We discuss all the downs and things that we have to deal with as freelancers, but also the ups, the solutions. Welcome. My name is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, everybody? I know it has been a while. I've been working on some things, making a career change, a different path in the way that I do things. Never too late to change a career, right? You know, I'm 48 years old, but feel like I'm 14, 15, 16. Nah, not that young. Feel like I'm still 20, 25, somewhere around there. But anyway, I'm glad to be back, and I hope you guys are glad to have me back. Hopefully, if so, that's a round of applause for us. Yeah, that round of applause is for all of us. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys. I hope you guys saw my advertising post. I was talking about business. Have you ever heard people say it's business, never personal? I think that is the biggest lie that we have been told as future business people and current business people or entrepreneurs. You know, when we do what oftentimes is a shady practice, we always say it's business, never personal. And in my mind, that's just a way to justify doing something shady to somebody and cloaking it, hiding it under the guise of it's just business, never personal. But like I said in my post, in my advertisement, it's always personal. It's always personal. It's your business. If it's yours, then it's personal. Anything that is yours is personal. It's yours, so it belongs to that person. That business of yours belongs to you, and you're going to do any and everything in your power to sustain, maintain, keep that business thriving. That's what you're in business for in the first place. You're not in business to fail. You're in business to thrive, you know? So we label or we consider business to be cutthroat. And I think that's why people say it's nothing personal, it's just business. But again, if you're doing something cutthroat, that means you're cutting someone else's business. And essentially, you're basically saying, screw your business, it's all about mine. How can that not be personal? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's totally personal because you're undercutting another person, another person's business. You know, okay, you know, in the business world, you have a DBA. Doing business as. So maybe in your mind, you're separating the two, saying I'm going after the business entity and not the person, but that business belongs to a person. So again, ultimately it is personal. Now, it may not necessarily be malicious, like you may or may not, but you may not be seeking out to directly destroy somebody, but it's possible. You know, I do a lot of, 99% of the work I do is online freelancing. And I saw a job posting where someone literally said in their job post, I'm looking to hire somebody to write negative reviews about a business. Tell me that's not personal. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of it to where that person was personally involved. It could have been like a personal relationship gone sour, and it's like, okay, screw you. You broke my heart. I'm going to ruin your business. So I'm gonna put a whole bunch of bad reviews out there about you. Or it could have been, it's just a business play. It's not personal. It's just, how can it not be personal? How can that not be personal? You're out there seeking to destroy another business so that yours can thrive. It's almost like, looking at people who sell drugs, you know how you say snitches get stitches and stuff. People don't snitch on other people in the game. If you're in the drug game, you don't snitch on your counterpart or your opposition, your opponent, because that's the game you guys chose to play. And it's supposed to be some honor in that. So when you break that honor code, that code amongst thieves, you're labeled a snitch, and chances are you could lose your life. It could be really bad. That is a malicious practice. And, you know, you try to say it's not business, it's not personal, it's just business. That's absolutely personal. You want to shut down their business so you can keep your business going. Again, that's just the same like the example I gave. Somebody posted online, write a bunch of negative reviews about this business. They're trying to destroy another business. I don't care what you call it, business strategy, whatever. No, that is absolutely personal. That is absolutely personal. And it's, I mean, to be honest, it's deplorable. You know, like, your business can't stand on its own merits. Like, your business is not good enough. So you're going to sit there and seek out to destroy everybody that you consider to be in opposition to you in order for your business to thrive. That tells me your business is not good. Because if it was, it can stand on its own. You know, there's billions of people on this planet. I mean, we got to be close to not. Alexa, how many people on the planet? Eight billion people on the planet now, minus older seniors that are no longer in business, minus youth, infants and stuff like that. I'm not even going to say full-blown youth, because I know some youths in their late teens that are starting business. So if you say late teens to late 60s, maybe those are the business class, right? Out of 8 billion people, I think that's what Alexa said, 8 billion people. Out of 8 billion people, you got to estimate at least, just for argument's sake, 2.5 billion. That's on the low side. 2.5 billion of those people are in business for themselves. You mean to tell me that you're going to sit there and try to eliminate 2.5 people in business? You can't. That's a crap load of people in business. And you basically just have to make sure that your business is good enough to stand up next to those other businesses. But you can't get out there and seek to destroy them in order for yours to flourish. If yours was good enough on its own, you wouldn't have to destroy others. There's always going to be competition. There's always going to be somebody to go against. And you sitting there trying to destroy them and saying it's not personal, it's just business, is just your way of doing something really shady, really dirty, in order to destroy somebody else so you can grow. I think that's a terrible practice. I think that's a terrible practice. And I think it's a terrible excuse. Matter of fact, it's just like when people say, I'm just being honest. You know, being honest does not give you carte blanche to just be rude and disrespectful to people. It don't work that way. I'm always, always, always honest with people, but I don't say it in a mean way to hurt feelings. That's just you being a mean spirited person that wants to hurt people's feelings. And you cover it by saying, I'm just being honest. That's just like saying it's not personal. It's just business. You make the correlation. See what I'm saying? You know, so when people tell me stuff like that, when people do something like, I'm a photographer, photo editor, do a little bit of video, do a little podcasting, car audio is my thing, all that good stuff, right? I do whatever I can to try to sustain my way of living. If somebody comes next to me in my proximity, somewhat, you know, not even necessarily in the same state or neighborhood, but I'm talking just internet proximity, their business is similar to mine. And if they sit there and always talk bad about my business, always try to undercut my business in order for theirs to flourish, tell me how that's not personal. You want your business to flourish. If it's yours, it's personal. You want your business to flourish. So you're going to do anything to make your business flourish, even cutting mine down. That's personal. That's personal. It's not like, oh, I'm going to just let the business do it. The business is not its own entity. The business didn't just come about. You wake up one day and it's like, oh, crap, I got a business. No, you created that business. You came up with the name. You got the domain name. You got the licensing, the patent, the copyrights, LLC, DBA, whatever it takes to make your business run. And you want your business to do just that. You want your business to run. So you're telling me that's not personal to you? Of course it is. And you don't want, after putting all that time and effort, put the money aside. Everybody knows running a business costs money. Forget the money for a moment. Think about the time and effort. That is a ton of, oh man, a lot of people don't understand. I hear people all the time tell me, oh, you got your own business. You must be balling. You making big, man, please. Only if you knew, man, the 9-to-5 world is so much easier by comparison to running your own business in most cases. There are a lot of businesses that are very successful, and there are a lot of 9-to-5s that are really great and really easy and very enjoyable. Still, running your business is extremely difficult, and it's not fair to make a comparison. But Still, you're running your business. You put a bunch of time and effort into your business, not only just to get it started, but once you get it started, you got to maintain it. Starting a business is as easy as going to the Hall of Records, or even online rather nowadays, getting your LLC, getting your domain name, doing whatever, your DBA, all that stuff. It takes minutes. It literally takes minutes to get your business up and running and started. That's the easy part. To maintain, to get the world to recognize and know that business. And I'm not talking about just making a Facebook or Instagram post real quick and then thinking it's going to flourish. No, man, it takes constant cultivating. Constant. You can't take a day off, because the day you take a day off, the day you fall off. Think about my example I gave a while back in some of my other podcasts. If you have been listening, which I appreciate and know that you have, my other podcasts, I've stated that, for example, people ask why you advertise all the time, why you're always showing your business, because people forget that you're in business. You know how many times I've had people say, oh, man, I forgot you do photography. I've been doing this for 18 years. And people will tell me, I forgot that you do photography. How? But then I gave the example talking about Jack in the Box. You don't think about Jack in the Box at all. Jack in the Box is a $1 billion corporation, and they post commercials all day long, constantly, to constantly remind you. Because if you're not thinking about Jack in the Box, I mean, if you don't see a Jack in the Box commercial, you're not thinking about Jack in the Box. So they put a Jack in the Box commercial out there so you can remember, oh, snap, I do want something from Jack in the Box. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, the business is constant cultivating. Constant cultivating. And if you're not in the market to do so, it may not be for you. But if you are in the market to do so, you know what it takes to run a business. You know how difficult it is. And therefore, when you see another business that's coming in similar proximity to yours, similar to what you do, what you offer, and that they can possibly be better, then if you're bidding on a job and you just so happen to be bidding against that particular business, you may have to go into a bidding war. And what are you going to do? You're not going to sit back and say, oh, their prices are good, you should rock with them. No, you're going to possibly undercut them. If not undercut them, you're going to offer something else packaged with your business in order to get them to rock with your business and not theirs. That's part of the game. You know, so you can't sit there and say it's just business, it's not personal. Yo, your business is personal. You need your business to run because it's yours. That's how you pay your bills. That's how you live your life. It's always personal. So if you get into a business situation, or you're running your business, or you're dealing with business situations, and you're dealing with somebody and they're telling you, oh, it's not personal, it's just business, and that you should just take your lumps, don't do that. Don't accept that. Have the conversation with them. Pull them to the side. No, it is personal. You're undercutting my business. I don't care what you call it. I don't care what you call it. You can use your business name and say it's not you. It is you. The business doesn't speak for itself. Your business isn't a robot. It doesn't work on its own. It don't stand up and do what it do without you. So you are trying to undercut my business. It is absolutely personal, and I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to stand for that. So take that with you. Take that bit of information with you. I hope you can use it going forward in your business practices, in your business negotiations and stuff. You know, it's just part of the game. It's part of the game, and it sucks. It sucks, but don't let people pull a fast one on you and fast talk you into believing that it's just personal. I mean, it's just business. It's not personal. It's always personal. It always will be, because again, that business belongs to you, and you're going to fight tooth and nail to keep it, just like they're fighting tooth and nail to keep theirs. But they may be using shady business practices to undercut yours so theirs can thrive. That's personal. So I take it personal when people try to do that to me, and I hope you guys do too. And another thing I do take personal is paying it forward, making people smile, man. If you see somebody today, smile at them, say hi. You don't necessarily have to flirt, but if you do, hey, it might work out for you. I hope it does. But still, smile at somebody, say hi, wave. It might make them feel better. Everybody's going through a lot of stuff right now. Your smile can change their direction of their life. Personally, make them feel great as a person. And until next time, this is Ahmed with inyour9to5.com, ENDYOUR, the number 9-5.com. Tell somebody about it. If somebody's freelancing, wants to learn some tips about freelancing, I've got a bunch of episodes on here. Round of applause for me. Bunch of episodes, and hopefully I've shared some information that can help people grow in their businesses, keep them alive until they are ready to retire. Until then, I'll talk to y'all.